On this election day 2018, I wanted to find some encouragement about our democracy. What I found with Professor Daniel is that democracy is fragile, even our democracy. And there's no way to look at it except as ours.
The founders certainly talked about liberty, but they didn't talk about democracy. And they often, when they did, they saw democracy actually as the threat. What Republicans today would call mob rule.
Marcus Daniel teaches revolutionary and early national America at UH Manoa. British, he studied this project, America, that we're all working on, and says democracy is a work in progress.
I would argue we've only been a democracy since 1965, really.
Since America was founded by idealistic white men with property, we've spent over 200 years working out what that pursuit of liberty and justice requires. We have trusted that democracy, defined as a system of government by the whole eligible population, will get us there. So the barrier of owning property for political rights was severed in the 19th century, 20th century, gender barriers were lifted, women got the vote. But there was arguably no real democracy before the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Acts of the mid-60s lowered barriers to voting.
Race and citizenship get transformed, finally by the Civil Rights Movement, so that our systems of political representation reflected much more the ideals of the founding period. But it takes a long, long time. Democracy, liberty, freedom,
Do those seem to be things that people do still agree on?
Today, I'm English. One of the peculiarities to me of American politics is the way everybody agrees on these sort of ideas. And the devil is in the details. And what Americans have always disagreed about is what those things actually mean. I think the deeper issue is sort of Americans' sense of engagement with the political system and their sense of investment and ownership in it.
Well, why don't more people vote?
In many ways, Americans don't get a lot from their governments. You pay taxes in a place like England or Germany. You at least get health care and public education that is really pretty good. And I think a lot of Americans feel they don't get much in return, and there's some reality to that.
Professor Daniel says, in effect, America's political system has evolved in pursuit of its founding ideals. Find out what worries him in the extended interview online. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.